Welcome to Enterprise Radio, the signature show of the Enterprise Podcast Network, featuring some of the most prominent business professionals in the world today. And now your host, Eric Dye.
This is Eric Dye, and once again, welcome to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Visiting with us today on the program, we have Chris Fontenelle, the founder of Encore Professionals Group, a professional services firm specializing in the identification and placement of accounting and finance candidates in temporary and full-time positions. Prior to entering the staffing industry, Fontenelle spent years studying theology and preparing for ministry, having received his Bachelor of Arts degree in New Testament Studies from Oral Roberts University and his Master's of Arts degree in Theological Studies from Fuller Theological Seminary. He is the author of Jumpstart Your Career, 10 Tips to Get You Going, and Tune Up Your Career, Tips and Cautions for Peak Performance in the Workplace. And Chris, thanks for joining us here today.
Thanks, Eric. I appreciate the opportunity to speak with you today and be on EPN.
Well, we're certainly thankful for your time and looking forward to hearing from you today. So tell me, for starters, what is one of the most important ideas to consider when thinking about one's career?
When you're thinking about your career, I think you want to think about the overarching theme that guides your life. You want to identify what I call your calling, what a lot of people call your calling. And that, once you identify that, then all your other decisions start to get shaped by that overarching theme. So to me, the best thing you can do is ask yourself, what do I want the overarching theme of my life to be?
And that's some great advice right there. Thanks for that. And a great way to lead things off as well. Now, why is knowing yourself important in relation to career development?
Yeah, that's just another thing that contributes into or feeds into the whole thing of the overarching theme of your life. Knowing yourself helps you make better decisions about the directions you want to take in relation to your career. You know, sometimes we make decisions and we do what we have to do. But if you remain true to yourself, if you remain true to the vision or your overarching theme, then usually the decisions you make will feed into that and continue to head you in that direction that you ultimately want to be in.
Chris, also another question for you. Why is it important to take full responsibility for your life of employment? Get into that perspective, if you would.
Yeah, it's just so easy to blame others or to blame situations for where you're at in your career. When you take personal ownership of your career, whether or not you succeed or fall stands with you. It's sort of a double-edged sword because it gives you control. You've got both hands on the steering wheel of your own career vehicle, and so you could take it wherever you want. But the flip side is, if something goes wrong or maybe you take a wrong turn, all of that sort of is on you. But the good thing is when you take responsibility, you can always make new decisions. You can always redirect yourself. You can always reconfigure the map that you've sketched out for your career. So if you leave that to others, you never know where you're going to end up.
Yeah, for sure on that. Good point. What should one consider also when mapping out the direction for their career?
Oh, I love this. The thing I always like to leave with people is that first sketches are very rarely final sketches. And when you're mapping out your career, and to me, a lot goes into that, right? It could be your interests, your desires, any coursework you've studied, what you went to school for, family history, challenging situations in your life. They all make up lines of your map. But the thing is you can always erase a line and redefine it or ink it again. So I always like to leave people with the fact that, look, you can map out your career. You can start sketching out the directions and the places you want to dig to uncover your career. But at the end of the day, you can always reconfigure the map that you've drawn.
I like that the fact that it's not final and you can reconfigure your map and head in another direction if needed. Good stuff right there. As we conclude today, any closing thoughts, a final word, or a final piece of advice for our listeners tuning in today?
Yeah, sure. I always like to encourage people with the fact that relationships are super important. I could specifically go back through my career and find four or five, maybe even six people who had made a major impact on the direction my career took. I'll just mention one. There's this lady named Michelle Patterson who was a market leader for Robert Half International. And at that time, I mean, all I came to the table with, all I came to the interview with was the fact that I had been studying theology, knew how to get up in front of people and talk to people, delivering sermons and teaching Sunday school and things like that. I had a couple years of leadership working at a bank, and she had enough insight to see that having a message, quote unquote, was sort of important to me, right? That's probably part of the reason why I wanted to be a pastor, just so I could deliver a message. And, you know, she convinced me that I should make the service offerings of Robert Half International the message that I delivered to people. So, you know, meeting her then just changed the total trajectory of my career. I didn't know what I was going to do once I decided I didn't want to be a pastor anymore. And this lady had enough insight and suggestive powers to sort of help redirect my whole career. And that really became the start of a 30-year-long career in the staffing and consulting industry. So you never know the impact that one person can make on your life.
Certainly indeed on that. And again, we want to thank you for taking a moment to be with us here today on Enterprise Radio. Chris, though, where can folks connect with you, get more information on yourself, as well as pick up your books, jumpstart your career, and also tune up your career?
Yeah, best place is on my website, www.chrisfontanella.com. All my books are there. There's also articles that I've written that you could read. So that's probably the best place to find me.
And that sounds easy enough, and we'll leave those links within the show notes of this broadcast to aid the audience. Mr. Fontanella, all the best, and thanks so much for joining us here today on EPN.
Thanks for having me. I really appreciate it.
Hey, you're more than welcome. Certainly was my pleasure. Again, we've been speaking with Mr. Chris Fontanella, the founder of Encore Professionals, a group of professional services firms specializing in the identification and placement of accounting and finance candidates in temporary and full-time positions. He's the author of Jumpstart Your Career, 10 Tips to Get You Going, and also Tune Up Your Career, Tips and Cautions for Peak Performance in the Workplace. And for all the details, simply visit chrisfontanella.com. And this is Eric Dye, and you've been listening to Enterprise Radio, a part of EPN, the Enterprise Podcast Network. Tune into our live location as we are streaming live 24/7 around the world at epodcastnetwork.com/live. You can also find our live stream on iTunes Radio and TuneIn Radio, as well as the TuneIn Radio app for your listening convenience. And as always, we thank you for your support and for tuning in.
Thanks for listening to Enterprise Radio. To subscribe to more of our programming, visit epodcastnetwork.com. This is the ePodcast Network.